Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Farming is more than a livelihood. It's a legacy. Simplot was founded by a hardworking farmer like you over 90 years ago, and we've been growing America's farms for generations. With local crop advisors grounded in your success, Simplot Grower Solutions is in your fields and by your side. We dig in deep to pinpoint what you need, where you need it, when you need it, even when the forecast is unpredictable. Find your local crop advisor at SimplotGrowerSolutions.com.
Do you know where you are with your money? Your farm business, or is it just running out every month? It's more crucial now than any time with rising interest, drought, and rising input cost. You want to know where your money's really going every month? Want to make tax time so much easier? Well, Farm Data Services is a management accounting company that helps farmers, ranchers, and small business owners with accounting needs, FSA programs, and business accounting. Let Farm Data Services work for you. Check them out at farmdataservices.com or 800-579-8164.
Reporting from San Diego, summer cattle industry business meeting underway. Our report's being powered by Farm Data Services of Stillwater. Todd Wilkinson is president of National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He's a rancher from South Dakota. We talked with him about some of the priorities during their policy sessions this week here in California.
Heavy emphasis on cell-based product, traceability, where we're at with traceability and the need to be able to protect the herd in case of an outbreak. All of those issues are what we do at our policy meeting. So, you know, NCBA is run by a group of producers. We're not run by the officers. We're not run by the office. We're run by the grassroots. And it's our San Diego meeting where that policy is adopted, and that's where I get my marching orders.
That's on the policy side. On the checkoff side, Cattlemen's Beef Board holding summer business meetings as well. That group being led by rancher Jimmy Taylor from Cheyenne, Oklahoma. One of the presentations here in San Diego will be made by Matt Makins, Makins Weather. He talked about La Nina to El Nino at the CattleFax Market Outlook Seminar. We talked with him at the OCA meeting and asked him if things were transitioning as he thought they might back in February.
So far, yes, the transition is somewhat on schedule. And I emphasized, to your point in those previous discussions, we got to pump the brakes a little bit. There's going to be a transition, but it's not immediate. And everybody's going to have a different impact, and we've certainly seen that this year. I mean, Eastern Oklahoma started off so wet, and then we've seen the pattern kind of just totally flip on the state. And now the West is actually starting to get some water, too. So that's all part of this transition. And before we lock into El Nino, which is coming pretty soon, before we can lock into that, we're going to see these kind of hit-and-miss streaks of moisture kind of spread across the region.
When do we become fully in a quote-unquote El Nino?
It's not necessarily in the summer. That's when the oceans are really acting El Nino. It really takes, you know, the fall and the winter to have the biggest impact from that occur here locally. So the oceans are already kind of there, but for us locally, we won't really notice or see that El Nino until the fall, winter, and spring.
So really, the rest of this year, we're still transitioning as much as anything.
That's right. The atmosphere is trying to talk to the ocean. And once they start talking and kind of do their dance, that's when we see the impact. And that will be happening over the next couple of months.
Meteorologist Matt Makins on the Tuesday agenda at this summer cattle business meeting going on in San Diego. You've got Farm News on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
And that's the latest from the summer business meeting of the cattle industry in San Diego. I'm Ron Hayes.